We're doing the Ein Yaakov on Tractate Shabbos, and yes, we're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're on page Yud Zayin in the standard editions. We're by the Daf Lamed Gimel in the Talmud Tractate Shabbos. We're still in Lamed Beis. I'm sorry. We had quoted Rav Nechemya said, "Bavon sinat chinam meriva rabba betoch beito shel adam," over the transgression of baseless hatred, and we discussed here what is baseless hatred, where a person has no halachic basis for hating this person. So then that hatred doesn't only spew outward, but it also destroys inward. Meriva rabba betoch beito shel adam. There is plenty of fighting inside a person's home. The attitude of hatred causes fighting in the home as well. V'ishtom apelet nefalim, and this can be a cause, the Talmud says, that a person's wife would miscarry. Uvanav uvnotav shel adam mitim kshem ktanim, and a person's children die when they're young. So all this we saw last week, and we discussed these ideas. Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda omer, Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda said, "Bavon chala en bracha b'mchunas," over the transgression of challah. The Torah gave us a mitzvah that when we make our own bread, we should give part of the dough to the kohen. Today, that we're all defiled, we burn it. But the original mitzvah was, anytime you're making your own bread, give it to the educator, give it to the teacher, give it to the kohen who's responsible for educating. So over the sin of withholding the challah, there isn't a blessing in the storage houses. People prepare wine, oil, and they hope that it will last. If it lasts, then the prices go down. But if it doesn't last, if people's wine starts to sour, if people's oil starts to go, so then ein bracha b'mechunas, the storage houses are not blessed, and so then prices start going up. Umeira mishtalachat b'sharim, and so it's as though the prices have been cursed. And people plant, and then the enemies come in and consume. Shneimar, as the verse says, "Af ani aseh zot lachem, v'yifkateh alechem behalat, ashachevet v'takadach, mechalot inem umdivut nafesh, uzratem larik zarachem, achalu oyveichem." So the description in the end of the book of Vayikra is the different curses that can come if the Jews don't keep the Torah. And it's talking about illness, it's talking about lack of food, and so the Gemara understands that it says in the pasuk, I will summon fear against you. The pasuk says so. The word fear in Hebrew is behala. Yeah, the Talmud says the word behala can also be read as bechala, over the transgression of chala. Veim notnim, but he who's careful to give. Chala mitbarchin, then the people are blessed with, as it says, "V'reshito sotchen titnu lakohen aniach bachan beitecha." Giving challah is a source of blessing in one's home. And from here we have a custom that's been evolving, that women will pray when they give challah. Women will pray for their husband to have parnasah. Women will pray for their children to get healed. Sometimes if a woman can't have kids, then 40 women get together and they make challah. When they take off the challah, they pray that this woman will have children. This has become an in thing that women get together, 40 women, and they pray over someone as they do the mitzvah of Frashas Challah. But here you see, the Talmud tells us, based on the verse, that the mitzvah of Challah brings blessing into one's home. So that a lot of people do for a shidduch. If there's someone who can't find the shidduch, so they get together, 40 women, and they're mafresh Challah, they take off Challah, and they pray for that person to find the shidduch. Okay, ba'avon bitul tumot ma'asrot, over the transgression that people stop giving their truma, that's 1/40th or 1/50th that we're supposed to give to the kohen, and ma'aser, that's the tithe we're supposed to give the kohen. So if people withhold that, shamayim netzarim melorit talu matar, so the heavens stop giving their dew and rain. So if the heavens stop giving forth their rain, so then again the prices go up. Now our sages viewed high prices as something that's very destructive. Remember, in their days they didn't have a social welfare system like we have. If prices were high, people were hungry. If people were hungry, people were dying. It was that simple. You know, no tiki, no washi. You didn't work, you didn't have money. You didn't have money, you didn't have food. Today we throw out enough food. I know people who go to the shuk at the end of the day and collect all the fruit that they throw out at the end of the day. They throw out a lot of what we would call rotten fruit, but really it's not rotten. Half the apple's rotten. Half the cucumber's rotten. Half the tomato's rotten. But if you cut it in half, the other half is edible. So there are people who collect those fruits and vegetables, and they bring them home, and that's what they live off of. Today, a person doesn't have to go hungry. Many bakeries, many organizations will give you their leftovers. Many yeshivas, many schools have leftovers. They don't know what to do with it. There's so much food that goes to waste. Today, no one has to go hungry. If you're only healthy enough to go and pick up the food, so then there's a lot of food being given out for free. Look at Machon Meir, our dining room. There's a lot of leftovers they give away. Sometimes they put it up in the coffee room. Sometimes they put it in the freezer. But there's a lot of leftovers. There's a lot of food that gets thrown out. You know, people eat part of the gvina levana. What do they call that in English?
Cottage cheese.
No, the other stuff, the white cheese. Sour cream. So people eat part of that stuff, and then they have a bowl that's half eaten. That's edible. And there's a lot of bread that gets thrown out. So today we're not hungry, or we shouldn't be hungry. We might want different food, but we don't have to go hungry. In the days of the Talmud, this didn't exist. 100 years ago, this didn't exist. So if prices went up, people went hungry, and people died of hunger. So the Talmud says, over the transgression of withholding the tithes, that one should give the coin and the Levite, the heavens stop giving rain, vayoker oveh, and there's the prices go up and it becomes destructive, vasachar aved, people start losing wages, because if prices are so high, then your wages aren't worth much if you can't buy food with your wages, uvne adam atinach ha-parnastan ve'nam agin, and people run in pursuit of making a living and they don't attain it. They don't find it possible to make a living, as the verse says. So this is where we'll have to pick up next time. The Talmud warns us that when we have a responsibility to give and help the Kohen, the Levite, when we have that responsibility, we shouldn't look down at it. On the contrary, our own capacity to sustain ourselves is contingent on our living up to our responsibility of sustaining others. And I would say a simple application today. We know the mitzvah of trumas and maisus, but that's easy. You buy fruits and vegetables with a hechsher, it's done for. But what about paying tuition? People send their kids to school, and then they say, I can't afford the tuition. I can afford to go to vacation to Florida. I can afford to buy a new car. I can afford a lot of other things, but I can't afford to pay my kids' tuition. That's not fair. That's a similar idea. That I would say that's today's application of this Gemara, where just as the Torah wanted us to give our tithe, to take care of the coin and the Levite before we take care of ourselves, so too a person has to think about taking care of the educational institutions that educate the future generations before they take care of themselves. So that's something which people sometimes overlook. I can tell you that what some people do is they pay their tuition years in advance. When they see they have a good year, they have extra money, they give the school so that the school will have a good cash flow. Usually schools are paying the wages late. Teachers can sometimes teach and not get paid till 3 months later. So what people sometimes do, which is a nice thing, they'll give an advance, and it helps for your taxes anyways. Because if you have a good year, you want more off for... Okay, so that's food for thought. Yes?